to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seth Rollins is a good friend of mine. But he was part of the team that got fired in 2006 because they didn't get it. The fact is, I led the only effort in your lifetime to balance the federal budget for four straight years. And you look at what we did to control spending and what Senator Santorum's team did to raise spending.
Well, he was already there for two of the 4 years. I was there for all 4 years, number one. Number two, he was fired at the beginning of that process. Conservatives led a revolution against him and eventually threw him out of the speakership. This is rewriting history, and this is, unfortunately, a desperate attack.
Oh, there we go. Back and forth. He's a good friend. No, he's not that good a friend. Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum back and forth jabbing each other on the campaign trail over this past weekend. And so we'll begin with that as we try to figure out what's going on, you and me and all of us together in the world of politics, as there are still four people vying to run against Barack Obama in November. And so as we, as I said, the essence of this program is aimed at figuring out what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. And we'll do it. A lot of the things that we overview on Monday mornings come from the Sunday morning television news programs. Let's go back to Saturday, though, first. Kansas held their caucuses then. Rick Santorum won pretty decisively, got 51% of the vote. Mitt Romney was second, 21%. Newt Gingrich third, 14%. Ron Paul fourth with 13%. So that's the way that shapes up, whether it's important or not. I guess all of those are important because they add to the vote totals. Primaries tomorrow in Alabama and Mississippi, caucuses in Hawaii. So how are things going for you as you try to, in your own mind, shape up, if you're interested in any of these four people, which one is the right one? 800-510-8255, the usual way of being in touch on the phone to be on the air. Help yourself as we listen to a segment from Meet the Press where David Gregory talks to Rick Santorum about his record.
Your record, which has been debated as senator, you cast votes, of course, for a new entitlement under Medicare, prescription drug benefit. You were a supporter of earmarks, which a lot of people think is reckless spending of federal money. You supported No Child Left Behind, an expansion of accountability and national education reform movement. And yet you say this about Governor Romney, and you said it during a conference call this week. What you have with Governor Romney is someone who is simply not the genuine article. He's not someone you can trust on the issue of big government. Yet you cast some votes that conservatives would clearly see as big government.
Well, I would just say this about the programs that you put forward. I mean, all of those programs were certainly the earmarks were in the context of spending on appropriation bills, where I never, ever voted for an increase in spending on any of those appropriation bills. In fact, I was out on the floor castigating Republicans and Democrats who were voting for increase in spending. So I voted always to cut spending repeatedly, consistently throughout my 16 years. On Medicare prescription drugs, there were a lot of things in that Medicare prescription drugs, especially health savings accounts, which is a private sector reform of the healthcare system, which I believed was the most dynamic thing we could do, and I still believe is the most dynamic thing we can do to help lower healthcare costs and put patients back in control. We had private sector Medicare reform in that prescription drug bill. And of course, the prescription drug bill itself has come in 42% under budget because it's a private sector model. So yeah, while certainly there was a Medicare prescription drug benefit, it was done in a way that advanced the private sector medicine. And that's one of the reasons that that I supported, unlike Governor Romney, who had public sector control of the healthcare system. The bills I voted for were private sector oriented programs. Governor Romney and Barack Obama are exactly the same place on health care. Romney care, Obamacare, the same, with a top-down government control of the resources, mandates. And, of course, now we know, thanks to an interview that you did and others, that Governor Romney actually advocated for the Massachusetts model that President Obama adopted with mandates, and then went out on the campaign trail and repeatedly Well, he repeatedly didn't tell the truth. He went out and misled voters that somehow or another he was not for mandates at the federal level, when in fact he was. He went out and said, oh, no, I didn't require Catholic hospitals to provide things that were against their conscience, when in fact he did. He said, oh, I didn't provide free abortions under Romney Care, when in fact he did for some. So he's repeatedly had big government solutions and then gone out and told the public, bald face, that he didn't do the things that he did.
You're calling him a liar. You're saying that he's lying about his position, that he didn't support an individual mandate at the federal level.
Which he did.
He did support it.
He did support an individual mandate. Absolutely, and repeatedly, in op-eds and on your program.
Okay, but he didn't answer the question. Other than that, it was great conversation. 800-510-8255. Aren't you tired of listening to these people deny this and accuse the other person of that? I did this, I did that. And some of it gets caught, some of it doesn't. Some of the malarkey that comes from these people. I'm looking at the talk charts for the past 4 or 5 months, in fact. And this thing has been, this GOP primary has been on the top of the charts. You've listened to the same stuff over and over and over again. Aren't you sick of it when there are so many other things that are going on in the world that are worthy of our attention and conversation? This thing keeps showing up with the same stuff. It's Santorum says this, Gingrich says that, Romney no, Ron Paul yes, yada, yada, yada. Well, at any rate, it's some of it's entertaining. Some of it gets to be like a bad movie. That's my read on it. What about you? 800-510-8255. The process is part of the problem, is it not? 13 past the hour on the countdown.
So here you are, stuck in rush hour traffic, thinking about your back pain. You know, if you'd used a Thermacare heat wrap this morning, it would still be working. That's because Thermacare is the only wrap with patented heat cells that penetrate deep to relax, soothe, and unlock tight muscles for up to 16 hours of relief. That's 8 hours while you wear it, and 8 more even after it's off. Can your patch say that? And you? You'd be sitting pretty all the way home. For up to 16 hours of back pain relief, try Thermacare. Use as directed.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have 3 qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
800-510-8255. Okay, we're reviewing, listening to bits and pieces of the Sunday morning television news programs as fodder for conversation here on the Countdown from ABC's This Week. George Stephanopoulos talked to a couple of political analysts about how the delegates are stacking up for the Republicans.
454 delegates for Mitt Romney, more than double what Rick Santorum has right now. Is Romney right? Is the campaign right when they say it's going to take an act of God? Lindsey Graham seemed to pretty much say so, yes.
I wouldn't throw God into this equation at this point, given what's happened. But Mitt Romney's won the most states. He has the most delegates. He has the best organization. He has the most money. He's getting it done where he needs to get done. He's the only candidate that's broke 40%. I mean, he's just getting better. He's closing better.
So how does this end?
It's just... Well, let me say this, that it goes on is not a bad thing. That is a big myth. The last campaign of y'all's, the liberal campaign, they went into June and Hillary was screaming at Obama for being an elitist, for talking about bitter clingers and saying, shame on you, Barack. So, you know, that went into June, they did fine. The short campaign is not necessarily a good campaign. McCain and Kerry were the last nominees from a short campaign. So I think it goes on, and I don't think that's bad.
But there's a fundamental difference, and that is the passion and energy in the campaign, which is totally lacking behind Mitt Romney. And the reason for that is there's three Republican parties. There's the theological party. There is the libertarian party, obviously the theological party being led by Rick Santorum right now, Paul leading the libertarian party. Mitt Romney has what remains of the sort of corporate party, but the three don't go together very well. And Mitt Romney, and I agree, he'll probably be the nominee, but when he emerges, there won't be any energy and passion behind him. Hillary and Barack, there was energy that you have never seen before.
Go ahead. They have romanticized 2008, you know, to a point where
I
think,
we can.
Well, I mean, the major animating force in 2008 was their anger at the Bush legacy and the Bush years. It was not passion, love, and affection for Hillary and Obama. So this the romanticizing of that election has to stop. I think what Mitt Romney has going for him is people want him to do well almost with as much intensity as anything else. So people are pulling for him, and people are desperate for him to look stronger, to do better, and to put this away. So in as much as I think I accept that the fact that it goes on may fortify him for the general election, people want to see him stronger. They want to see him win races, and they want to see him look like our nominee.
Nicole Wallace, Mary Madeline, and Jake Tapper with George Stephanopoulos. Now from CNN, Candy Crowley talks to Steve Forbes about the GOP race.
Looking at the race where it is now, and you think maybe Tuesday might be a marker at least for Newt Gingrich, in general, do you buy into the current theme in the Republican race that this really is beginning to hurt Republican chances in the fall because it's been so contentious? Clearly they're draining money from Romney and money he could be collecting for a general election if this were all settled at this point.
Well, I think you've got the change of rules this year, Candy, where a lot of delegates are being back-ended. Oftentimes in the past it was front-ended, and so the thing would end because somebody was near the majority of delegates. The process itself in terms of hurting the Republican Party, yes, it has. A brawl like that never makes the fighters look good. But I think at the end of the day, if Romney does emerge as the nominee, it'll make him stronger. He's done things on the tax side that the base wanted him to do from the beginning, but which he refused to do until a couple of weeks ago. He's going to have to do the same thing on health care and perhaps one other issue to reassure the base that he can carry the banner in November. And then once the process is over, even though it reminds one of Bismarck's phrase, you shouldn't see two things being made. One is sausages, another one is the other one is laws. Perhaps if he was around, he'd add presidential contests. But this thing will be over in June.
Judge says, Steve Forbes, whether or not this long, drawn-out race is hurting the candidates. That was basically my question a few minutes ago. Drawn out over and over again. Good Lord. What new are we learning? 21 after the hour on the Countdown.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains. Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com, home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey, for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY, or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here with the overview of things that you probably want to know and maybe need to know to have intelligent discourse about this one side of the primary and of the process, which the Republicans are responsible for elongating, you may remember. From MSNBC over the weekend, Melissa Harris-Petry talks to third-party candidate Buddy Romer, a former Louisiana governor, about his campaign to get the money out of politics.
So I want to ask you about how your sort of money out of the politics agenda is doing in this election cycle. We seem to be talking about a lot of things. Do you think you're gaining some traction on talking about getting money out of politics?
I do think they're gaining traction, and it's not because of what I'm doing. It's not about me. It's about what's happening in the real world. Well, how can you escape not talking about a man who's given a presidential candidate $10 million? How can you escape not talking about a president of the United States raising $1 billion, at least half of it from special interests, and saying, oh, I don't want to do it, but I've got to take that super PAC money? How can you not talk about this?
Yeah, and what I appreciate about the ways that you've been trying to talk about this kind of the influence of money is exactly this, that whether you are a supporter of President Obama or you are a supporter of one of his opponents, the fact is that both of them are playing, or all of them are playing, by very similar rules. They seem very constrained by the system, but part of what we're asking from our leadership is something new on the question of setting a new agenda. So running for president is tough work. Is it worth it to do it from your perspective, in order to do this kind of agenda setting work?
Well, you know, I was a 4-term congressman, governor of Louisiana. I was elected to rewrite the state constitution when I was a kid, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. So I'm not a Ross Perot or a Nader who's an independent third party, let's do a down with America. I've run for office. I've been in Congress.
And you've been governor. You've been there as a Democrat, as a Republican. And now
exactly.
You not only have three faces of power, you also have three parties at various points in your career.
Exactly. I need to settle down. About every 20 years, I change parties, you know. I give it all I've got. But let me say this, if I can. I respect both parties, and I love America. It's not about them. It's about us. It's about us being more than spectators. It's about us getting off the couch and out of the living room. and into the neighborhoods. It's about us rebuilding a country. And I don't think the Democrats are going to do it. I don't think the Republicans are going to do it. I think we're going to do it. We have to come together in a unity ticket. That's what Americans elect is. And let me say, the key thing is not tax reform, although that's critical. Mm-hmm. It's not budget reform, although that's critical. It's not jobs reform, although that's critical. It's not bank reform, health care reform, or immigration reform. It's about campaign reform. Mm-hmm. I am a reform candidate. Until you clean up Washington, the people will not be heard.
He's right. He is right. He is right. He is right. 800-510-8255, former Louisiana Governor Buddy Romer, escaping from the system. From Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer talked to Obama campaign advisor Robert Gibbs, who drones on about the GOP becoming corrosive.
How does all this look to you right now? How are the Obama people feeling about this?
Well, look, I tend to agree with what Republican pollster who does national polling for the Wall Street Journal said this week. This entire process for them has become corrosive. I think it's become destructive. I think as you see them roll out tax plans that cut taxes for the wealthy and add trillions of dollars to our deficit, it drives independent voters away. So it's a fascinating process to watch.
You're also from Alabama. I noticed Governor Romney was trying to get in good with the folks down there in Alabama, talking about y'all and all that kind of thing.
Bob Schieffer giving him a little of the old one, too, there. We know what side he's on these days. 28 minutes past the hour on the countdown.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140.
Appearance.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. At the movies, they can make that chick flick even more painful to sit through. And in a restaurant, burning is one thing you don't want. So just carry Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H. The brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. Preparation H Totables. The anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GOP race for the presidential position to fight with Mr. Obama is where we are after more conversation on these talk shows over the weekend. We head to some of the radio conversations after we listen to David, who's calling us from Spokane, Washington. We've been talking about the Republicans. There are, I think it was Buddy Romer who said a few minutes ago, there are three Republican parties, and I think that therein are the seeds of perhaps the really strong, stalwart third party or more parties. As you know, I'm an advocate of having more parties, pretty much like the Israeli system. I think we should nuke our system in any number of ways. It's really potently powerful and makes you powerless. David, go ahead. You're on the air, sir.
Yeah, yes, sir. You talked earlier about a divide between the Republicans and the conservative right wing of the party.
Yes, that's sort of the point I was just making. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
exactly. And I think that that's why Mitt Romney is going to lose against Obama. I think the narrative coming out of the Republican establishment is he's the only one that can win.
Yeah.
And that's completely false.
Is it? How so?
Because you need somebody who's going to gin up the base.
Yeah.
And
well, but we're talking about how we have three bases. So which base are you going to gin up? Well, I guess that's the end of that. 800-510-8255. I guess let me just go a little bit further with that, though, because he has an interesting idea. The continuing focus on how you have to be conservative to win. In today's world, the news media gangs up on conservatives, like it or not, or what, right-wingers. We got to stop using this term conservative because that's not what these people are. The better terminology is right-wingers. I mean, there's a lot of different things we come up with. And the spokespeople for this group keep calling themselves conservatives. And they are. What are they conservative? What are you saving? Conservative means to save. The original conservative party, if you will, was all about saving things. What are we saving? The conservative party was about not spending. And look at what George Bush brought to the table. So it's all been, it's been distorted, distressed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, the libertarians, the right wingers, the religionists, socialists, all of these people, and when I say socialists, I don't mean it in the term that it had been heretofore used. Socialists mean, in this circumstance, those who want to control the social agenda, what you do at home. It's not the average person doesn't care. What you're missing is that the world has changed, and the average person is put off by all of this stuff because they're sick of listening to this diatribe about things that don't mean anything to the average person. Getting a job and having a check and not being thrown out of your house is what the most important thing is. The rest of it is all gobbledygook. It's all nonsense. The middle isn't going to vote for somebody who doesn't completely focus on how to get Americans back to work. And you keep dribbling on about what, I love these guys on the Democratic side who keep with their dribble on Mitt Romney's got $250 million. Hell, there are senators, Democrats and Republicans, got a lot more money than that. That's not a lot of, it's okay, but we'd all like to have it. But $250 million in this world, Bill Clinton is worth $250 million. Would you vote for him again for president? Barack Obama is building a base in terms of his own wealth behind the scenes that you wouldn't believe. So, this is just becomes contentious. Let's get back to who, think about this term, pretender, contender, intender. Who's the real person that has a chance with the middle American voter, with women? Barack Obama, because of all of this stuff, is up to support 51% of, I think I saw this poll over the weekend, 51% of women polled who are likely voters said they would vote for Barack Obama. So how's that helping? How's that, all of this stuff back? They aren't going to vote for Rick Santorum, you can be sure of that. And they aren't going to vote for Newt Gingrich, you can be sure of that. Young people very interested in Ron Paul, young men, but young women are in that pool of 51 or 52%. So those of you who think that this is going to change, it isn't going to change. The conservative, hard right of center candidate will not win in this day and age. That's just the fact. You want to beat Obama, or you want to have your social agenda discussed during the debate? Because it's one or the other. It's not going to be both. So here's from The View last week, Bill O'Reilly talking with the ladies on The View about Romney's chances these days.
Romney's going to win the nomination.
Yeah.
All right, so he's going to be the Republican nominee.
Right.
And the reason is because it's a complicated delegate count. But Santorum, waging a very spirited campaign, can't beat him.
Well, should Newt be?
Unless, there's a scandal or we find out that it's not Romney's real hair, anything like that can throw it off.
Anytime.
Sure, he can beat Obama. Of course he can. Because the economy, absolutely. Gas prices go to $8 a gallon, and, he's going to be.
The Americans know that the gas prices have nothing to do with Obama. It has to do with world affairs. Everybody knows that.
I don't know that. I'm out of that discussion. Here's the deal. No, I don't. Because there is plenty of supply of gasoline in the United States because of the warm winter we've had. Right? Plenty. So why are the prices going up?
Well, the reason it happens every several years, Bill, it doesn't matter who the president is, because the president
doesn't solve the problem of speculation.
None of them do, darling.
Okay.
That's my point.
None of them do. I would. I'd solve it. All right.
He's right about that. What you're paying for gasoline, how it affects the economy, ought to be the number one issue being bandied about back and forth by these boobs that are running for the Republican side, the Republican nomination. Hey, isn't that what affects you more than anything else? Don't you want to hear these people talking about what affects you? Isn't that what you want to hear? 800-510-8255. Here's host Joe Bartlett over the weekend talking to a political analyst about Mitt Romney's campaign, claiming they're the only ones who can win the delegates.
Even though they claim that they have the one and only path to the nomination, he just doesn't seem to be rallying the troops as yet. And I know you're coming from the other side of the story here.
Sure.
What do you think's going on?
I think he really is his worst enemy. I think he, his own worst enemy. He says things so consistently that give people reason to doubt him. Santorum deserves a lot of credit just as a candidate for having come out of nowhere and put together this much. By the way, if Santorum had gotten on the ballot in Virginia, I actually think he could have won there. And you would have thought very differently about Super Tuesday. Look, I still think Romney squeaks out in the end. I don't buy this talk about a brokered convention. I think, you know, there's very little evidence that that happens anymore. But Romney better mend his ways very soon, or he just isn't going to have a hand to play in the general election.
Yeah, true. I mean, the conservative wing of the party aside, come November, they're going to go Republicans. There's no way conservatives would vote for Obama. They'd stay home. But I talked to somebody a couple of weeks ago, and they said basically Barack Obama could play golf for the whole election. He's going to end up with 42 or 46% of the vote. And the same sort of deal for the Republican. These two sides are fighting over about 8%.
That's exactly right. And I think the bottom line is turnout matters immensely because, you know, Obama's got to get Democrats excited. He's done some things lately, like more of the focus on jobs, the whole fight over the payroll tax. He's done some things that are getting more energy going among the Democratic rank and file. Romney's going to have the same challenge. Some of the conservatives are going to stay home. Others are going to come out because, of course, they never vote for Obama. Both sides are going to have a hell of a time getting their vote out. They're both fighting for that middle. I think in terms of the middle, what Romney's doing is he's giving Obama another chance to make his case to the independents, many of whom had soured on Obama. But if they think Romney is, you know, something they can't even believe in or connect with, they put, you know, they go right back into play for Obama.
800-510-8255. Here's another host, Bob Kerr, talking to James Homan from Politico.com about the mounting pressure on Gingrich to get out.
How much pressure is there on Newt Gingrich to end his campaign? And are the Alabama and Mississippi primaries Tuesday likely to affect his decision?
Newt Gingrich's last stand in Alabama and Mississippi. If Gingrich cannot win here, he's in real trouble. He's been facing a lot of calls from Santorum supporters, including prominent folks like Gary Bauer, who ran for president in 2000, and the head of the super PAC that's supporting Santorum to get out of the race. Gingrich says that he thinks he is as viable as Santorum, and the Romney folks couldn't be happier. They're excited that the vote is divided, and even though they're the underdog, they think that Romney could eke out a plurality in very unfriendly southern states, Mississippi and Alabama, next Tuesday, because Gingrich and Santorum are dividing the vote.
Mitt Romney won 6 of the 10 Super Tuesday states, but consider the numbers. His narrow victory in Ohio. Between them, Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich won 52% of the vote to Romney's 38. What does that tell you?
That Romney is an incredibly weak frontrunner, that he has huge problems with the base, that even if mathematically he's in good shape and probably will eventually end up the nominee, he has a lot of work to do. He had to go out and argue in a way that emphasized process and not ideas that he's the most electable candidate.
But let me ask you, Romney contends that Republicans are going to come together when there is a nominee, and that if the nominee can't unite the party, opposition to President Obama can and will. Is Romney right about that?
In part. But if conservatives aren't excited, that is a real problem. John McCain had to choose Sarah Palin as his running mate in 2008 because he needed to shore up the support of conservatives. If Romney is not going to get conservative volunteers to go out on the front lines and be activists and gin up turnout and create excitement, it's going to be problematic.
All of this doomsday talk and concern among Republicans about Mitt Romney. Karl Rove reminded us this week of a New York Times headline, May 2008, the height of the primary battle between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And the headline read, "Loss and furor take toll on Obama. Aura of inevitability has diminished." Does that go to show that the headlines of the moment aren't necessarily the headlines that are going to stick?
Absolutely. Mitt Romney's favorability number right now among independents is 33%. It's not going to be that low in November. If it's beneath 50%, that's a problem, but it'll recover. And once the Republicans have a clear nominee, whenever that is, and it might not be until a few months from now, then they'll be able to target their message at independent voters and focus again on President Obama.
800-510-8255. The welcome mat is out for your calls. As we have time, we'll be talking about what's gone on in Afghanistan coming up in a few minutes as well here on The Countdown.
So here you are, stuck in rush hour traffic, thinking about your back pain. You know, if you'd used a Thermacare heat wrap this morning, it would still be working. That's because Thermacare is the only wrap with patented heat cells that penetrate deep to relax, soothe, and unlock tight muscles for up to 16 hours of relief.
That's 8 hours while you wear it, and 8 more even after it's off. Can your patch say that? And you? You'd be sitting pretty all the way home. For up to 16 hours of back pain relief, try Thermacare. Use as directed.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better.
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Looking to make a change? Then go with those who know how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores this March, get our $19.99 oil change special. You get our silver Napa oil filter and 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil. Plus, save $7 more with a mail-in rebate. Hurry in. Deals this slick don't come around often. $7 rebate? I'm licking a stamp right now. Ugh, stamp flavor. Does not include state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, expires 3/31/12.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
800-510-8255. What's important to the conversation is having your thoughts often. If you're figuring some sort of a response, maybe you're interested in what John has to say from New York.
As I switch my support from Gingrich to Romney, I'd like to remind everybody that conservative, liberal, those terms are relative to each other, and even a moderate like John McCain looks conservative compared to Obama. I think Mitt Romney will look very conservative compared to Obama and still be able to pick up moderates. And believe me, all those Gingrich and Santorum followers will get on board with Romney for fear of a second Obama term.
You think it's all about fear? 800-510-8255. On Tuesday, voters in 3 states and a U.S. possession are going to vote for their preference in this Republican nomination process. Alabama has the most delegates up for grabs. And then, let's see, that's 50 delegates. I'm looking at the 7 congressional districts. I'm trying to look through the profile here. 26 at-large delegates. It's very interesting to see how the the soup is made, the sausage is made. You look at all of these things. Absentee ballots are an important part. A lot of folks, I was reading something from realclearpolitics.com about how these absentee ballots are working. In most states, in the Republican primary, Mitt Romney has been the one who has narrowly pulled in those votes. All right, so that's it for that discussion. Afghanistan in the focus next on the Countdown.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events and, yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Well, I'm not even sure where to go with this. We've got a couple of different pieces of sound from different programs. The story you've maybe heard by now, this is going to be, if not number one, it's certainly going to be pretty hot and close to the top of the list by the end of the week. A soldier shot and killed 16 Afghan civilians yesterday, and then he burns their bodies. And then he sneaks off his base. The Taliban vowing revenge for what went on. Back to the question of the moment, why are we there? It's probably the resounding question of the day and of the week. One more embarrassment, one more outrage. Here's radio host Gary Hoffman talking about some of the reactions internationally to these shootings.
A U.S. service member walked off of his base in Kandahar and started shooting Afghan civilians. The latest reports were that 16 people were killed, including 9 women and 3 kids. BBC has a reporter there, Quentin Somerville.
It seems that the soldier left his base at about 3 a.m. this morning, fully armed, went house to house and opened fire, killing these civilians. There are those reports that he had some kind of nervous breakdown, then left the base, carried out these killings, then returned to the base and gave himself up to the authorities.
The official word also from ISAF spokesman Karsten Jakobsen.
A member of force, a U.S. soldier, left his base in Kandahar in the middle of the night, went into the nearby village and shot at Afghan civilians. Wounded people have been taken into care straight away and into medical care and are looked after at this moment. We have to look into what the motivation of the soldier who is in custody was at the time. All we know so far is he left the base. He returned to the base after the incident, was taken into custody straight away.
Now remember that what happened last month with the burning of the Qurans immediately led to violence, and more Afghans were killed in the protests than Americans killed as a result, because they apparently just they don't put two and two together, I think, and they don't realize that their violent outbursts as a result of whatever action is taken end in the deaths of more Afghans than it does anybody else. To me, that doesn't make a lot of sense. In the aftermath of that. Things had been calming quite a bit. The president apologized. Just about every member of the military, from the defense secretary on down, apologized for what had happened. And everybody, it seemed, understood that it was a mistake, that it was an accident that these things were being burned, that the explanation that was given was a sound explanation, that maybe these Qurans and other religious materials were being used as vehicles to send messages back and forth between inmates and detention centers. Well, one of the things that happened Friday, as recently as Friday, to ease some of the tensions that were ratcheted up as a result of that, was that the governments of both countries, the United States and Afghanistan, had signed finally a memorandum of understanding about transferring Afghan detainees to the control of Afghanistan's own forces, which would have been viewed as a significant step in this partnership between the United States, so that like we could do in Iraq, turn over everything to the Afghan forces so that the United States could leave, could get out, could pull their boots out of the mud and get out. And then early this morning, this guy goes off.
Get out. Here's Chris Wallace on the Fox News Sunday program talking to a panel about whether or not it's time to bring our troops home.
Terrible story today that a U.S. soldier apparently walked off his base in the middle of the night in southern Afghanistan, Kandahar province, apparently went into a nearby village and began firing. And there are unconfirmed reports he may have killed as many as 16 Afghan civilians. This, of course, after Afghan soldiers and police targeted U.S. soldiers after the burning of the Quran and killed six of them. This is a mess, and this is only going to make it worse.
Yes, no, I mean, it sounds like a terrible story. We don't know all the details about this particular individual and what kind of issues he may have been dealing with, but it sounds really ugly and really difficult. And I think for the public, it's just going to raise more questions about why are we still there? What's, you know, there was obviously in the wake of the burning of the Qurans, we had a lot of sentiment about, you know, this is just clearly not a country that wants us there anymore. We shouldn't be there anymore. And I think that call is going to continue.
Chip, you know, I'm struck when you see Newt Gingrich in the middle of a Republican primary basically saying, you know, they should lead their own miserable lives. And he all but said we should pull out and pull out quick. Is that a growing sentiment among Republicans?
I think it is. And I mean, it's not something that you see a lot of the national leaders talk about because it's a new part of the Republican Party. It's interesting that Dr. Paul is the only one that's been talking about it over, you know, really 4 years. But there is a growing voice in the Republican Party that's time to get out and come home.
Get out and get